0780. Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, February 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the 106th House District, Todd Smallenberg. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
Well, I'm fired up. I'm a little ticked off, but I love a good chess game. Now, Todd, you have to understand a little bit about me. I learned chess from my dad, who died when I was 8 years old. So that's how early young I was when he taught me the game of chess. And over the years, I then went to two boards that are stacked, where you play two games at the same time. And then I graduated to three boards. And for years, I've been playing four board chess. Have you ever played multi-level games at one time?
Nothing like that, Trucker. I stick to one board at a time on games.
There you go. And you're focused, brother, right? You're focused.
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what? I'm getting reports, and I've had numerous people after you and I spoke yesterday, and I spoke with text message with Denise and a few others. I started getting all kinds of phone calls and text messages about people seeing social media posts where the Democrat, the lone Democrat who intends to file, unless she's filed already, I'm not even sure her status, I don't really care, but a Democrat candidate, I believe she ran last time and got her butt kicked severely by the current state representative for the 106th, is that they are actively calling for Democrats to cross over in the August 6th primary, okay, and vote on the Republican side. And of course, they don't want you to be the winner of this upcoming primary on August 6th for the 106th House seat. And I'm reading the posts and I'm hearing the posts and people are sending me screenshots. You know, like I said, after you and I spoke, Todd, my phone blew up. I don't know where this person, this Democrat candidate, is posting this stuff, but I guess it must be on social media because the screenshots I'm getting looks like it's a Facebook post or something. I don't even know sure the source of it as to where it's actually posted. Have you seen any of this? Have you heard any of this that's going on?
Well, I've seen the Facebook posts of people screen capturing her diatribe, you know, of where, you know, she's got my name telling me to stay off her Facebook page. And I find that ironic because when I go into mine and there's, of course, derogatory comments from the left, she's clicking little happy faces and everything else when they're slamming me. Or angry faces when I say something that goes against their socialist Marxist utopia. And so, I mean, I'm not on her page, but I will tell you, after I seen all her little smiley faces, angry faces, I went to hers and smiled and everything else every time someone did something. Because, and then she has the audacity to say, stay off my page and I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to have the Democrats, you know, vote for Cam Cabot, which speaks volumes in itself.
Sure.
So, yeah, I've seen some of that. And she, you know, ever since I talked about suicide prevention with our nonprofit that I'm a board member on, and she came in and made some vile comments and had some of her friends do it, right then and there, I knew what a very, very, you know, ugly person she is. Because those are subjects you don't touch regardless of ideology. Because, I mean, suicide, when it comes to the veteran community, doesn't know a political stance. And it shouldn't be politicized. And yet, you know, she decided to jump into the fray and make it politics.
So, you know, putting basically an R and a D behind a veteran's name or situation where they're contemplating committing suicide, she's going to politicize that.
Yep, and that's when I just knew what a very vile person she is. And, you know, I look at it like that, and again, you want to play stupid games, then, you know, you're going to get stupid prizes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is really interesting is they think that they're so smart and that they are going to, you know, no need to vote for me. I'm the only Democrat running, so of course I'm going to be the nominee. You need to vote for the current incumbent Republican to make sure he wins, because God knows we don't want this Todd Smallenberg to win this primary and become the state representative, because, I mean, let's face it, the district come November is 60-40 at a bare minimum. It might even be higher this year because of a presidential election, Todd. The numbers, the turnout is going to be huge. And a lot of people I'm hearing from are saying all their friends are voting straight Republican in November. They're not even going to bother to mark the ovals. They're just going to say Republican. Whoever wins this Republican primary in August 6th, Todd, in my opinion, is going to be elected in November. It's that simple. So, of course, they don't want you with your radical positions and views, like supporting the Constitution, Second Amendment rights, being pro-life, you know, wanting to take our schools back from these communist indoctrination centers. I mean, it's amazing to me how they're responding. And, dude, this is not even Valentine's Day yet.
No, I know. I mean, when she slammed Neil Friske and Sheriff Brubaker over being constitutional, you know, I mean, oh my God, someone that actually believes in the documents that made this great constitutional republic what it is. I mean, that's how this disorder that they have works. You know, you're sitting up there slamming the documents that give you the right to be that vile and ugly. I mean, it's so mind-boggling that where they can sit there and make those posts and slam people for believing in the Constitution.
Yeah, you know? First Amendment rights, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, so it just, again, that's why I've always said it. My personal opinion is liberalism is a mental disorder, because you ignore facts, logic, and reason based off of emotions and feelings. And you know what? I wish we could have a utopia, but human nature doesn't allow that. There's sloth, greed, envy, and evil out there, and that always gets a vote, and that's why we are not equal. And until people realize that there is evil, you know, to include greed, that we are never going to be a perfect union. However, the laws we have on the books helps us to be a society that is down there with the rule of law. And until people start understanding that us getting away from the rule of law and the Constitution and the founding father of the Magna Carta and everything else based off of Judeo-Christian beliefs, you know, that's why we reap what we sow. And that's what's got us into this in the first place.
Absolutely. Well, I know that there's people advising you and advising others. And I think there's going to be a strategy, getting back to my four levels of chess. And I think there needs to be a strategy to deal with this evil legitimately, legally, absolutely following the laws. But there's a way to fix this, and we're going to do it. So bottom line is, you can continue this, whatever campaign you want to call it, this strategy, but in the end, it's going to fail. And I truly believe, Todd, that you've been called from God to do this, and I think you've given some good information, good insight. And again, I know you personally. This isn't what you just said is not from a script. You did not read it off of a piece of paper when you go to speak to people in public. This is from the heart. This is truly what you just said, right exactly what you believe.
Yes, sir. I am what you see is what you get. You know, I'm not here to go along to get along. I don't do scripted things. You know, when you ask me questions, I tell you exactly how I feel and why I feel it and what I'm going to do.
Well, one of the points that I'm looking at here, and I keep asking, and every time I see these county chairs, you know, when is the debate going to be held? You got to have a debate. You got to get the information out to the voters. And there's like, well, Randy, it's kind of early. The snowbirds are, you know, aren't back yet. So we're really probably looking at more about, I don't know, late April, maybe early May, you know, right before the absentee ballots start going out for the August primary. And I'm like, yeah, but they got to start raising money now. That is critical to a campaign, to raise money so that you can be prepared for the messaging and the door knockers and the yard signs and all the things it's going to take to win this thing in August. Am I wrong in looking at the calendar that way, Todd?
No. I like you and I have talked before. I've talked to the chairs of each one of the county GOPs. And I've been asking, I'd like to debate. I'll debate anywhere, anytime, any place on any subject and any venue that you want. So because that way, the more people that are able to see who I am and my differences between Cam and I, so that they can be informed come August and make that vote.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I know, and I mentioned it, is raising money. And what's the best way for those people listening, if they want to chip in 10, 20, 50 bucks, whatever they can afford, what's the best way for people to do that, Todd?
Well, you know, the easiest way is go to my website, alexsmallenberg.com, and click on the three lines in the right-hand corner and go down to the donate button. Or otherwise, you know, contact me and I'll give you the P.O. box there in Alpena. Or, you know, you could send directly to me or, you know, wire, whatever you want to do, you know, is appreciative, because that's probably the hardest thing I find in this campaign is asking for money, because it goes against everything, you know, I am as a person and a man. But as you already stated, it takes money to win. And I'm not out there, you know, getting all the money from the DeVosses and all the special interest groups that he is, because I think in the last quarter, he only got two from the district, actually. And everyone else is a special interest group or the DeVosses. So I do need help on the donation, and anything that people can give is greatly appreciated.
Got a text message from Rod Wheeler. He says we need a lot more of Todd's in office, not just Lansing. So
I agree.
All right, brother. Will you get back at it, start dialing for dollars, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, man. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one. I don't know the Democrat's name. I'm going to throw it out there in this text message to you. I don't care, but I'll send it to you what I think it is. I don't know. Just research it. She's the Democrat candidate running on the 106. Well, guess what, lady? You just bought yourself a primary challenge. I can absolutely guarantee you that a Democrat opponent candidate will be running against you on August 6th. You think you're so smart and that you're unopposed and nobody's going to challenge you because you won the nomination last time when you got your butt kicked by Cam Cavett in 2022. Well, guess what? Democrats are going to have to stay home on the 106th House ballot and vote for you in order for you to repeat your failed bid to be the state representative. This is the same woman when we were at the college that during the debates that I participated in as a Democrat candidate for state Senate, she got up when the 106 candidates got up, and she absolutely embarrassed herself. She talked about the constitutional separation of church and state. And there is no such thing. Yes, there is. Yeah, where is it? Show me in the United States Constitution. Show me in the Bill of Rights, show me in the Declaration of Independence exactly where it says that we have a separation of church and state. Which document, Marie? You're an idiot. You have been indoctrinated by the communist schools, and you believe there's actually a separation of church and state in our founding documents. Well, guess what, lady? You just bought yourself a primary opponent. And they're going to have to stay home, folks. The Democrats are going to have to stay home and vote for this Marie person if she's going to get a snowball chance of winning the Democrat nomination. You don't stay home on your side of the ballot and vote for Marie. Democrats, you listening? The person we put up to run as a Democrat will win your Democrat nomination. So, thank you, Marie. You just protected the five counties out of 83 that make up the 106 House District, 5.5, whatever it is. I don't care. You just bought yourself a primary opponent on the Democrat side. And I can guarantee you that your Democrat opponent will be smarter than you, will know the Declaration of Independence, will know the U.S. Constitution, will know our Bill of Rights, and, by the way, will know the Michigan State Constitution. And, oh, by the way, this same person will know Robert's Rules of Order. Because whoever this person is that ends up filing and paying the $100 fee to run against you in the Democrat primary for the 106 House District is going to be my guest at one of my upcoming classes for Robert's Rules of Order in the state constitution, probably the one in Traverse City on Saturday, April 13th. Thank you for being so stupid as to lay out your political strategy. Because you know what? I just took your queen, and I'm coming after your king. You know, these stupid Democrats, which she is an absolute joke to our political system. Somebody as stupid as this thinks she has a snowball chance of being elected to being a state representative for the 106 while running as a Democrat. Do you not know who this district is? Have you looked at any numbers going back for years? I'm talking long before Peter Battaglia. I'm talking about years. This district is Republican in November's. You are going to lose. You're going to lose big time. And you're wasting your time attacking Todd Smallenberg. But what you're doing is showing your true colors. When you're going to make evil, vicious comments about veterans committing suicide, you have ticked off the wrong person, lady. And it's not Todd Smallenberg. It happens to be the guy talking on this microphone right now. Anybody that lives in the 106 House District and would be willing to run as a Democrat against this Marie person, call me, text me. I want to talk to you. We'll help you file your affidavits of identity, pay the $100 fee in Lansing, and get you on the ballot. We'll help create a website for you. We will design and help you with your graphics on that website, your business cards, and your signs. They will all look alike. As a matter of fact, I'm even going to tell you, Marie, the colors of this person's campaign. Yellow and black. Just like a big public school bus. You have ticked off the wrong person, woman. Thank you for motivating me. History lesson in hour number two with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that